Good evening. This is the PNB Coordinating Committee meeting for Wednesday, December 28, 2011. It's 8:44 Eastern Time. I'm Bill Crozier, Chair of the Committee and Vice Chair of the PNB, calling the meeting to order. And I'll go ahead and call the roll. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Mia Bediaco.
Present.
Can't hear you, Mia. Oh, okay.
Present. I'm off mute. Hello?
Right, okay. I got you. Thank you.
Okay.
Lydia Brazone?
Here, and I'm going to mute now.
Okay. Hart?
What'd you say?
Arlene, we're just calling the roll.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Kimmery Orndorff? Can't hear you, Kimmery. Summer Reese?
Present.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
And LaVarne Williams, I know she said she was still had a bad throat and would miss the meeting tonight. So, okay, we have quorum. And I sent out a draft agenda last night, and it's posted on the KPFDX and on the calendar, and you should have gotten an automatic copy of it this morning also from KPFDX. Any changes to the agenda?
Bill, I'm sorry. I'm looking at
yes.
At your draft minutes. Where's the agenda?
I sent it. Well, you should have gotten it automatically this morning, early this morning, from PNB at Pacifica.org, and I emailed it to all the committee members last night.
Okay.
I'll read it, I guess, for the stream. Or if whoever's not at their computer. Okay, let me go ahead and read it anyway. One, call to order, which we just did. Two, call roll, which I just did. Approval of agenda, which we're doing now. Four, choose temporary secretary. Five, approval of September 10th and October 18th meeting minutes. Six, preparations and draft agenda for upcoming telephonic PNB meetings, open and executive sessions. And that's for Thursday, January 5th and Thursday, January 12th. And we need to decide if they're going to be continuation meetings. Seven, preparations for January 27th through 30th PNB meeting in Los Angeles, logistics, training, and whatever else. Eight, discuss how we might get further through the agenda in PNB meetings. Nine, confirm next coordinating committee meeting date, tentatively Tuesday, January 17th. 10, new business. 11, review action items. 12, adjourn. So I think we'll mostly probably be spending time on the next two meetings and the teleconferences and then the preparations for the in-person meeting. But anybody else have anything to add?
I have a question. The item about making the meetings faster, we did discuss that at our last meeting. Is there a reason why we need to – is there a specific reason why we need to take that up again?
Well, I'm not sure we completely solved the problem, although
okay.
We did get a little further through the agenda last time.
All right.
We don't have to discuss it if we don't have to, but or if we may not get to that. In case anybody has any other new ideas. Any other changes to the agenda? Any objections to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, then the agenda is approved. And choose temporary secretary.
I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else want to arm wrestle Teresa for that job?
Can you tell me what time the meeting started?
8:44 Eastern.
Thank you very much.
Okay. No, any objections to Teresa being secretary for tonight? Okay, hearing none, then you're secretary. Thank you, Teresa. Okay, number five on the agenda, approval of September 10th minutes and October 18th. The September 10th ones, and I'm sorry I didn't send those out earlier. I sent them out this morning, and then Teresa sent the October 18th ones this afternoon. So does anybody need a chance to look at those, or can we go ahead and approve them? I guess we'll do the September 10th one first.
I move that we approve September 10th minutes.
Okay. Are there any changes or objections to that? Okay, hearing none, then they're approved. Thank you. And the October 18th minutes that Teresa sent us.
I move that we approve these October 18, 2011 minutes.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, and they're approved. Thank you. Okay. Okay, preparations and draft agenda for the upcoming telephonic PNB meetings. And, again, we scheduled these some time ago. They're Thursday of next week, the 5th of January, and then the following Thursday, January 12th. One thing we need to decide if either or both of them are going to be continuation meetings. I think at least one should be, so we can get some more things done on the agenda. But if we need to back up and do chair reports and ED and CFO reports and other things, or add additional agenda items, then we could make one of them a non-continuation meeting. Any suggestions?
Summer, Tracy with a point of information.
Okay, Tracy.
Bill
and Lydia.
Okay,
I think one question is how many agenda items have come in from committees that are stacked up that have not yet made it onto the agenda. I'm sure there's a couple. Do you have any sense, Bill, of how many there are, or Summer? I think that might inform us about whether both should be a continuation meeting or only one should be.
Well, personnel has ED and CFO reviews. I'm not sure I remember getting anything else that wasn't already on the agenda the last one. Do you remember anything, Summer?
Okay. It seems to me the committees have passed things, and there should be things stacked up.
Okay. Tracy, nobody sends anything reliably. If we remind, I'll send a reminder. But you got finance always. But I can't tell sometimes. I've been on the finance list for a long time, so I get stuff automatically. Personnel has the evaluations. I don't recall seeing anything else come in.
Because I think the programming committee passed something. I think governance passed some things. I think finance will probably have something new. Elections passed some things, and none of these are on the agenda. So
that's because people are not sending them as agenda items. Nobody's – when things are passed, there's no one – chairs are not sending things to me or Bill or CS. We've passed these items, please put them on the agenda. I will send out a reminder notice. Usually that helps generate a few motions from committees that I guess I'll go ahead and do that tonight. But things are not coming on their own from committees to be put on the agenda. So.
Great. I will not pass that on to my LSB members because they would get very indignant. But they think when they pass things, they go to the PNB.
Yeah.
When they pass things on PNB committees, that they go to the PNB.
Yep.
But okay.
Well, it's
so please send it to all the PNB, Summer.
Yeah, no, I will, of course. But what I'm saying is every committee, obviously each committee is chaired by somebody else, and just a reminder that those chairs need to send any motions that they've passed. I would recommend personally, because I know Lydia had asked me, and I haven't had time to research whether there was a limitation on the number of continuation meetings in a row. I would suggest, based on both the fact that Arlene wants to give a report and I should give a report, and we've had several continuation meetings, and if there are some committee motions that we would hope would come forward if people are prodded, that next week's meeting be a regular meeting and the meeting the following week be a continuation meeting. It just seems logical to me that we might structure it that way. And we can add in whatever have come from committees and try to clear away the minutes and things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Off the top of my head, I'd support that. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, and that way also we don't have the issue of endless continuation meetings. We have a regular meeting and then continue that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I would move to do that if there's not an objection or if there's discussion on that.
Which one do you want to have a continuation meeting?
I would suggest that next week's not be a continuation meeting. We go ahead and have Arlene her ED report, and that I go ahead and solicit motions from the various committees tonight and hope people send them to us, and maybe the meeting the following week be a continuation meeting. You know, whatever we haven't gotten rid of, we'll go ahead and continue.
Okay. Well, we have Nia and Lydia on the stack, so let's see what everybody else has to say. Nia?
Yeah, hi. The meeting for the 5th was noticed as a continuation meeting, although I do agree that the entire year has been one long continuous meeting. But that's what we noticed it for. I think we should at least stick to that. And then the one after, at next week's meeting, we noticed that as a new meeting. Because remember where we left off, and this is not just for the sake of personnel, but because there was not enough time, I ceded my time to do something else, you know, to another report, with the understanding that we were going to continue on January 5th for the open session. And like you mentioned, the executive session on the 5th is the discussion of Arlene's evaluation, which that's been long noticed, and I noticed the CFOs for the 12th also at the last. The other thing is, in terms of expediting the meetings, it's a little late now, but maybe next year for those of us who go back to the PNB. But when we have a continued meeting, we should really have a continued meeting and not have reports go ahead of committee reports. I think that's why it doesn't seem as if we have accomplished much. It's almost like starting over every time we do a continued meeting. You don't need to reapprove the agenda. You just start off where you left off, and that would help to clear off things, off agendas.
Tracy, for the stack, whenever you're going back around.
Okay. All right, Lydia's next.
We do not have to have a continuation meeting in order to continue on the agenda. I mean, we can craft whatever agenda we want. We can have one item on the agenda if we want, two items, whatever it is, or continue where we left off, and it doesn't have to be a continuation meeting. That's why you do agendas. That's number one. So the other thing is that I still believe, I've raised it before, that for process issues, we should take 2-4 and 2-again, recommend it to the body. We used to do that before, and it worked out very well when it's, again, process questions, not the substantive issues of a motion, of course. And you take it before the body at the beginning of the meeting, and nobody objects, and we move on and we take that. That's one way to keep things going. And then what was the other thing I was going to raise about the agenda? I think that was it. It's just that we don't have to have a series of continued... Oh, no, I know. It was the ED and CFO reports, something that we tried at the LSC, and someone can comment as to whether she thought it was valuable. The governance committee had recommended that the GM, who produces a monthly report for us, that instead of reading the report or giving a lengthy report, that the time be reserved for questions, and that the report be sent in advance, which it was, by email. And in our case, because we also want the listeners that are out there, whoever listens to us, wants them to have the report as well, we could put it on our Pacifica website. And that would save us the time, because the real meat of things happens to be in the questions that are asked based on the report. That's not only time-saving, but more importantly, I think that it gets to the nitty-gritty of the questions and that the board may have and makes better use of the time. And that we should dispense with, what was that thing that we used to do for regular meetings? We may still do it, not the salutation, but the acknowledgments or...
Acknowledgments.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but that's certainly not in our bylaws. I don't know. I know it's been a practice that's very nice, but I don't think that we need to have that And there you go. So those are my suggestions, and I'm going to mute again.
Okay.
But that is not a motion.
Tracy wanted to be on the stack. Is there anybody else that hasn't spoken on this yet that wants to go before she does?
Bill, I do have to ask the Secretary, is there a motion on the floor?
Mm-hmm. There's Summer's motion,
I guess Summer had a, she moved that January 5th not be a continuation meeting.
Okay.
And Nia, well, did you, was that an amendment, Nia, or just you were saying
Bill,
no for that?
Bill, this is Summer. May I be a
Yeah, Summer?
This is Nia, Bill.
I'm a point of information.
Oh, okay, well, Summer first, I'm sorry. Was
well,
that
anyway,
correct, Summer, or was that not a motion?
No. Okay, I was saying I would offer it as a motion, but then Nia brought the point of information that we already noticed it as a continuation meeting.
Okay.
Which is no objection. I you know, I'm really, I'm fine with that as well, as long as we get stuff off the agenda. So I think if it was already noticed, that I would withdraw my motion just to save us time. I just want to move us forward, you know, and solicit the motion committee.
Okay, so we don't have any motions on the floor right now then. Okay, well, let me... Did you want to say something else, Teresa, or should I go back to Tracy?
No, that's okay. I just want people to be clear if there's really a motion, because I...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I like having a little discussion first. It may simplify things. The small enough committee that we can do that. Okay, Tracy?
Oh, okay. I was under the impression there was a motion, but I think the comment applies either way, so I'll just go ahead the way I was going to go. Which is, it doesn't matter what was previously noticed. Our notice requirements are 7 days, January, whatever day this is for the meeting, January 5th is 7 days from tomorrow. So whatever we decide to do in terms of noticing, we can notice. And it seems to me somewhat logical that the last meeting of the year prior to the turnover would be a continuation meeting from the previous meeting rather than the other way around. It just seems strange because whatever issues surface on January 5th that are urgent would be continued on to the final meeting before the in-person, and I think that's a slightly more logical structure. So I'm sort of supporting where Summer was heading in her original comments. I think it makes a lot more sense.
This is Summer again, Bill.
Okay. Summer?
That was the spirit with which I was offering it, is the idea of how one cleans up business. But, I guess I just want us to make a decision here that accommodates accomplishing the most business. I think it is likely things will arise on January 5th that we will continue to the following week. So it's, you know, in all honesty, just to address the issue, it is the choice of the body when the agenda gets debated during continuance meetings as well. So, I mean, we can all put a stop to that and simply continue meetings when we're having them, because some of that is, needless, undoubtedly. So that was the thinking that had gone into having it as a fresh meeting and then continuing the next one. But I'm not of a committed mind either way. I don't think it really matters because, as at least two people pointed out, even when they're continuance meetings, they don't always flow that way. So I simply want to see us get through business for the next two meetings and clear our plate as much as possible for the in-person meeting. So I'm open to discussion on either going either way with that. But Tracy did capture what I was aiming at.
This is Nia.
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead, Nia.
I'd like to move that the next meeting in January be a continued meeting. It's, how many minutes does Arlene need for her State of the Foundation?
Her report?
Yeah. How many minutes do you need, Arlene?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you asked. There is no report if it's a continuation. That's the point.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm talking about a report for the January 23rd or 27th, whatever the dates are. Right, I understand, Arlene.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the meeting for January 5th. Okay, then I move that January
5th. No, I'm talking about the in-person meeting.
Okay. So my motion is I move that the January 5th meeting be a continued meeting because we're talking about clearing things up, things off the agenda. I think that would be, I think the sooner we do it, the better, rather than leaving it for next year. I mean, there might be different players on the PNB grind. They can change it. But I think that we should try to clean up as much as we can, as much as stuff that we have already created, rather than leaving that over for other folks.
Okay. So well, I would like to get to all the committee's reports that we haven't gotten to, and even though it's a continuation meeting, in the past we've allowed, you know, new motions that have come from committees since they
well,
last
well,
had
I
a report
that,
to be added.
The committee report first.
And it's not really a continuation meeting. I mean, you know.
This is summer.
Well, except that we have done that in the past, even for continuation meetings. I remember last year, if we hadn't gotten to, say, the elections committee,
right.
And they met and they had a new motion that wasn't on the original agenda, and we hadn't gotten to that committee yet, then we allowed that to be added, but... I don't have a problem with doing that.
There's
but.
Structural problems there because it doesn't give people an opportunity to see it on the agenda and think about it prior to the meeting, so it's not the ideal way to do things.
Well,
we still should put it on the agenda and get it to everybody in advance. Yeah.
People just not shout out and just wait for the staff.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Right.
The stack.
Let's see. I forget who wanted to speak next. I'm sorry, who was that?
Summer's trying to be added to the SAC. I don't know if next just
okay.
at some point.
Well, we'll see somebody else that hasn't spoken since you wants to speak.
And would you know that if Thea is on the call?
Hi, Thea. Okay. Well, go ahead, Summer.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I think, I'm going to object to calling it a continuation meeting and then adding committee reports. That's why I suggested making it a new meeting, because if there were several reports coming out of several committees, it's a decision that we have to make. We've got lots of old stuff that's been kicking around. If we continue, we can try to get rid of that stuff. Meanwhile, there's fresh stuff coming out of committees. So do we want to have an opportunity to review that fresh stuff at the expense of the old stuff at this next meeting next week, or do we want to try and clear away that old stuff? I mean, that to me is what defines the character as to whether we're going to call this a new meeting or call it a continuation meeting. A continuation meeting, I mean, I'm going to pick up exactly where we left off in the agenda and just try to get us through some more of that stuff and get it off the agenda so we don't see it anymore. If we're going to entertain the committee reports, then that's a new meeting, and we're starting from scratch, and that old stuff will probably be there when we turn over the board. So I am not committed to which way we do this. I simply, want to have the character and species correct. We either continue where we're at in the agenda, which would make it a continuation meeting, or we add in the committee reports, in which case it's a new meeting. And we're going to have to do some version of both at those two meetings, and we will undoubtedly have some stuff left over. To me, it makes sense to get rid of old stuff unless it's something pressing of new business, which often happens. But, that's what we need to decide right here without taking too much more time on it, in my opinion. Okay, and I will support either one. That's why I was moving to make it a new meeting, figuring we'd have some committee reports. If we want to just continue and get rid of the old stuff, then it should be a continuation meeting. And we take up those committee reports the following week. We make that the new meeting. So it's just, which way do we want to handle it?
All right. Thank you.
Tracy,
well, that's kind of my feel. I don't have any strong feelings one way or the other, just so we get a chance to get to new committee motions sometime in the next 2 weeks. So if Ania's motion now, again, is to make the January 5th meeting a continuation meeting and just pick up from where we left off. Let me say, are there any objections to that?
Yes.
Okay. Do we know any more discussion on that?
I won't discuss, but I will make a substitute motion, which is to reverse that.
Tracy?
Yeah. The substitute motion is to make January 5th a new meeting so that work that's been done in the past 3 to 4 weeks on committees can be added to the agenda, and that the following meeting, one week later, be a continuation meeting of the January 5th meeting. I think that's the logical way to approach our business, and I find the other way quite illogical.
Okay, so any more discussion on either one? It's a substitute motion, so you can discuss the original or the substitute.
Point of information.
Yeah, Ifia?
What is it that is coming out of committees that is so pressing that the old business can't be completed at the next meeting and the new committee reports addressed at the second meeting?
As far as I know, based on the committees I'm on, there's at least four motions that have been passed with some urgency by the folks who are on the committees, and I think they would like an opportunity to hear their motions heard. And I think that most of the old business on the agenda is in most cases not as time sensitive as the motions that have come up through committee. In addition, we generally, as an organization, attempt to prioritize things that come up through committee, and I think we should continue to do so. It is not respectful to have committees meet for hours and hours and hours cobbling out motions, in some cases, which they passed several weeks ago.
And for the
PNB to fail to even entertain them until 1 week before they disband, I don't think that's respectful.
Okay, so
we should put them on the we should put them on our agenda and attempt to.
I think Theo was trying to say something.
Call the question. Answer to the question.
Okay. Well, before we get to the question, were you trying to say something else?
Yes, I'm saying that whoever was responding was not being responsive to the question. The appropriate response is not one of procedure, but one of substance. And the question, if I must restate it, is what is it that is so pressing that's coming out of committee that has to be addressed at this point in time so as to make matters that have already been on the agenda less significant? I think that's a substantive, requires a substantive and objective response as opposed to a lecture and procedure.
I don't know the answer. I'm not on all of the committees. I can only speak to the committees in which I participate.
Okay, well, that's a good question, but, you know, I don't have any real strong feelings one way or the other, just so we can have at least one of the meetings as a new meeting to get to new things. But I think Afia and Nia had a good point also. Can we go ahead and vote on this?
Call the question.
Well, we can't really call a question in committee, but I think we're about done discussing it, I hope. Okay, so first let's vote on whether to do the substitute. Her substitute is that January 5th be a new meeting and January 12th be a continuation meeting.
From the January 5th meeting.
Yes. Okay, so Teresa, you want to call the roll on that substitute? So we're deciding whether or not to make that substitute for the main motion.
Okay, the substitute motion is that the January 5th meeting be a regular meeting and the January 12th be a continuation meeting, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry?
Yeah, add the wording that January, whatever it is, the 12th, be a continuation of the January 5th meeting. Because I think that's important.
Okay. Cool. All right. And Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
All right. Lydia Brazon.
No.
All right, that's a no. Bill Crozier?
I think I want to abstain.
Abstain. Nia Bidiaco?
No.
All right. Emily's not here. Afia Wangaza?
No.
No. Time for me, and I'm too busy typing and not thinking. I'm going to pass. Arlene? Arlene? I'm not
She's not there.
I'm not hearing Arlene. Is LaVarne on? Is LaVarne voting on this?
No, she's not. She's not here. She's sick.
She's not
okay.
Well.
You don't need to call her.
All right. Thank you very much. And Summer?
Yes.
Summer says yes. And going back to Teresa, I will say yes.
This is Bill. Excuse me. I'm swallowing. I'm going to vote no.
No. Okay, Bill votes no. All right, so it's 1, 2, 3 yes, and 1, 2, 3
If you called me, I'm sorry, but I got dumped out.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. I mean, I don't. I can.
Did you want to vote, Arlene?
Yeah, I think. Were we voting on Tracy's substitute amendment?
Yes.
Yes.
Voting on the substitute.
Oh, is it done? That's okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, we haven't finished counting.
The substitute failed. I'm sorry. Yeah, the substitute failed. It's 3 yes, 4 no.
Okay. All right, now back to the original motion. Nia's motion was to have the 5th as a continuation meeting, and then I guess by implication the 12th would be a new meeting. Is that right, Nia?
It's not logical.
Okay, you don't need your commentary. That's my motion, yes.
Okay, are there any objections to that motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you call over, call the roll on that, please, Teresa?
All right. This is on the motion that the January 5th, 2012 meeting be a continuation meeting. Tracy Rosenberg?
Okay, hold on. Time out. There needs to be wording about what the January 14th, what the January 12th meeting is going to be.
Oh,
as well, in the motion, doesn't there?
A point of order, Bill. What? A point of order?
No.
Yeah, Nia?
Bill, this is my motion. This is what I said. This is what we're voting on. Somebody wants to go and make a substitute, that's a different story.
Okay. Well, then we'll
can you
need
read the motion, Teresa?
Make a separate motion after the fact.
12th. We'll have to do a motion on the 12th as well.
Yeah, make it later. This is inappropriate.
Point of information?
Okay, can you just read the motion, Teresa, so we make sure everybody knows what we're voting on?
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Well, the motion, as I understand it, is that the January 5th, 2012 meeting be a continuation meeting.
Okay. And that if we want to do something about the 12th, it can be a separate motion, which I think we do need to cover that. But okay. So are there any objections, then, to Nia's motion to that?
Yes.
Okay. Can you call the roll then, please, Teresa?
Okay. Let's start with Lydia Brezon. Lydia?
Yes.
Lydia says yes. Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nia Bidiaco?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay. That's a yes. Teresa Allen says yes. Arlene?
Abstain.
I'm sorry? Abstain. Okay. Summer?
I'm going to abstain.
Summer is an abstain. Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, that passes with 4 yeses.
And 4 abstentions.
Okay.
And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, and 4 abstains.
Okay, so January 5th will be a continuation meeting. Now, is there a motion about the 12th?
I will make a motion that the 12th then will also be a continuation meeting. We're not going to get through the whole agenda in one meeting. So if the priority of this committee is to finish old business, then finish it all.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
No.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the board can decide when we're, you know, if we make progress on the agenda, we can continue, or because we do need to add new items like a report from the ED or some of the issues that Summer raised, then I do think it's in order to have another new meeting. And we can craft whatever we want on that agenda.
We are not tied to anything else.
So you're saying let the PNB decide?
Well, yeah, you know, like when at the end of a meeting, shortcuts. Why do we have to keep coming back to this? Like at the end of the meeting, the board can just simply say, I mean, the chair can simply ask, do we want to have another continuation meeting, or do we want to add, you know, new items, vote one way or the other, and move on. These are all process issues.
Okay.
For the SAG?
I'm sorry, who was that?
Summer.
Summer? Okay, go ahead, Summer.
I would agree with that. I mean, this could be decided on the 5th if we've accomplished enough that we can move on and get to the committee reports on the 12th. And that's not unreasonable, as long as we don't waste. Part of the problem is sometimes we don't get to it because we've exhausted our time and we don't really discuss it at the end. So that's probably part of why we're taking it up here. But some of it is dependent on how much business we get through on the 5th. And, you know, actually, another point is as a continuation meeting, you know, we've got all these minutes to approve. I'm not sure we can do both meetings as continuation meetings because we do need to get the old minutes out of the way. They've got to get approved before the end of the term. So
that's a new item. So you can't do that until
totally.
The 12th. Yikes.
That's part of why I was moving to have the meeting on the 5th as a new meeting so we could, you know, I mean, there's certain, like, business, regardless of our happiness or unhappiness and those things, that we have to accomplish as the board by certain deadlines and certainly that type of thing. So I guess I think the 12th is going to have to be new business, if for nothing else than to approve all the unapproved minutes for both open and closed sessions because it's required. So I don't know. I think that's something we have to
do. All right. I'll withdraw the motion.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. I need those minutes.
It's a good point. You're right.
Okay, well,
it's all housekeeping.
I guess we're talking, like Lydia was saying, we don't necessarily need a motion. We can let the board decide. It's something we can save a few minutes at the end of the meeting on the 5th to decide this.
Yeah, right.
Is that okay? Okay, so Lydia withdrew a motion. Any objection to that? It's a committee. I guess you should be able to do that.
It's a committee. I think it's okay, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else we need to decide on for the 5th or the 12th? Oh, let me just ask a question. I forget who suggested this before, but I don't want to give more work for Arlene, but the written report idea sounded good. It doesn't have to be long, but if there's things that the board needs to know or in public session, the public needs to know, you know, if you want to just write it up and send it to the board and get it posted on the website, would that work? And then that way we wouldn't have to spend time on an ED report. Would that work, Arlene?
Yes.
Okay. And that would fit better with the continuation meeting, of course. So if people wanted to ask questions, and we could do that at, I guess, the 12th if we decide to have that as a new meeting.
Point of information, is
okay.
That an action item or is that an action item?
Well, it's just, you know, if she has, it's not necessarily needed. If she has information that we need to know about
before
the meeting.
I don't know whether you want something in the minutes. Do you want that in the minutes or not?
How about if Arlene has information for us, she will provided in a written form, a written report.
In advance of the meeting.
Yeah, in advance of the meeting, right. In order to save time during the meeting.
On the 5th.
Okay, can we move on to the next
fifth,
agenda item?
On the 5th?
Well, either one.
Okay, thank you.
Depends on what, we haven't decided yet what's going to happen on the 12th. So at the end of the meeting on the 5th, we'll know, I guess, if we're going to have a new meeting then. But if she has time to do it, it still may not be a good idea. It would save time during the meeting.
Then the action item is that the ED is invited to submit a written report prior to either of these two meetings, correct?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
And just as an idea, it doesn't have to be long. Our GM at KPFT provides a one-page written report to the LSB every meeting, before every meeting. And then he doesn't have to go over it in detail, but usually gets a lot of questions about it. Okay. But one page, you can still cover a lot. Can we move on to item number 7 on the agenda? preparations for the January 27th through 30th PMB meeting in Los Angeles. Okay. Summer, you want to give us an update on what you've been able to find out?
Yeah. I've contacted about half a dozen hotels. I have proposals back in from a couple of very corporate mainstream hotels on room rates, conference room rates, menus, and I've requested from the national office, and, you know, I talked to you earlier, but copies of what we have paid, like for our last meeting and also the last meeting in Los Angeles, and there's availability in at least two places, so so far that's not the issue. I think it's really just making sure that we meet our price point, and hopefully, I'll have that wrapped up by the end of the week, and then I guess I'd like to communicate with email via email to the board. Maybe, even that's going to be tough with next meeting being a continuation because I'd like to bring some of whatever to the board next week. But I guess I'll still have to. I'll communicate with the coordinating committee via email, and I guess you know one way or the other, communicate with the board at our meeting next week because we'll need to sign a contract on one of these hotels so that we're locked in on our rooms and everything. And I know Lydia, when we spoke last week, was talking about working with Rodrigo maybe on something for one of the evenings out, and I've reached out to a couple of other board members as well in terms of coordinating whatever radio station reception. And, you know, I don't think we're going to do as many evenings out as we did in D.C., but whether it's one or two away from the meeting space coordinating that. But I'm basically just focusing on getting a hotel contract that, you know, works for us in terms of the meeting space and the room rental and the breakfast lunch portion of the meetings, and that's where all my attention's focused, because lots of people have been out of town and on vacation, and I've talked to more corporate sales departments than I care to shake a stick at the last couple of weeks, so.
This is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
Okay, yeah, Lydia.
Okay, so in the past month, as I shared with Summer, I had also checked on some hotels where we've had large meetings and events and so forth, but they were very expensive. I mean, and they weren't seasonal. It's not like it's less expensive at any particular time. They were all above what we're normally going to pay. Summer had a better handle on a little bit more out of the area, meaning outside of the area of the actual station. And that seemed more reasonable. I'm working on a couple of angles with some high-profile entertainers types that are supporters of Pacifica to provide entertainment in a way that we don't have to travel to another place, but perhaps one night at the station, a musical performance that I won't share till it's confirmed, and then another one as well.
Cool.
So hopefully by next week we can get these nailed down as options, which, of course, I'll discuss with Summer first offline, so I don't want to get too excited.
If the two of you can help get others help from others on your local station board, current or past members, that would be great, because I know there's a lot of details to coordinate, you know, airport transportation, ground transportation to the airports, and everything else, food. One suggestion, like Summer was talking about, all the evening events in Washington were very nice, but they did take away from meeting time. And I'd rather not have a social event every evening unless it really gives us plenty of time to talk to people one-on-one with local people and local board members and staff and things like that. Like
this is Lydia.
Station tour and reception is great for that.
Right. So Summer and I had discussed that for that very reason. So at least you have an extra night free. And just the one night at the station, that's why it occurred to me, why don't I have, you know, we have like a performance there, so it's kind of, that condenses things better. And perhaps have one other thing and then have a free night.
Yeah, free usually means we'll be meeting with people anyway. But and it is important. I think it's one of the most important things in in-person meeting, in that we have time to talk to people one-on-one or in small groups and talk to local people there.
Bill?
Yeah, Summer?
Yeah, I think we're all pretty much on the same page there, that we want to make sure we have ample time to casually meet and talk as well, and only have a certain amount of time booked in with other things. So anyway, I think we'll nail down all the details within the next week. I'm primarily focused on the hotel, as I said, and I have reached out to other people, so I'll work with Lydia, and hopefully we'll get sort of a transportation committee together to pick people up and do all of that and handle other details in coordination with the meeting. So I think regardless of continuation meeting, will probably be necessary to get some sort of report to the board next week at the meeting as to where we're at. You know, I'll keep it brief. So.
Okay. Thank you. And I think I forgot. I will send you. I made some minor changes to the room requirements thing that we used in Houston.
Thank you.
Just to clarify a few things, and I'll send that to you. Things like.
Yeah, because that helps.
Any power outlets we need, and I don't know, things like that. Hardwired connections in the meeting rooms. Okay.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
And one thing to think about, too, is, you know, it's really helpful to have free Wi-Fi. Some of those hotel charges charge exorbitant fees for Wi-Fi.
That's true.
Arlene to the chat.
Oh, go ahead. And then Bill after Arlene, Summer again.
Arlene?
Oh, you know, John is on vacation until this weekend, John Almella. As soon as we have a hotel in mind, if we get a hold of him, he'll talk to the hotel and let us know whether the details work for us in terms of streaming, Wi-Fi, et cetera. So, so he'll help with that.
Okay. Yeah, just to kind of let you know what can go wrong is that, you know, in Houston, there was a, you know, the hotel we got had had been recently remodeled. You'd think it would be wonderful. We found out after we went over there, like the restrooms that had a wheelchair symbol on the door weren't really wheelchair accessible, and there was no hardwired internet connection in the meeting rooms. But that was taken care of before the meeting. We got it all fixed, but you know, we had to kind of lean on the people there, and I don't know. I think Otis and John may have strung a cable themselves, or helped them string a cable for the internet connection to the meeting room. I'm not sure what, but okay. All right. Well, as an action for me, I'll send you that information, and the summer will.
Yeah.
What do you think by the end of the week? You think you'll be able to find out thing, or is everybody on vacation at the hotels?
Oh, no, I've actually been prodding various hotels. It kind of gives you a perspective on which hotels have enough staff to cover, like, the holidays and which ones don't, by, like, whether they ever get back to you or not. And some have been very good getting stuff back very quickly. Whatever you have in terms of specifications, I mean, I can handle technical specifications if there's anything in writing from a previous experience, and I can handle that with the audio-video staff at a hotel as well to make sure we've got that. I've been covering issues like parking because I know from personal experience having, like, eaten lunch at some of the hotels near Universal Studios, like, there's no public parking whatsoever. So sometimes, you know, that there are little ancillary details as to where we're located for our meeting that may affect how well received it is as a meeting place, you know, like whether people can attend and have to pay a fortune for parking or not. So whatever you have in terms of specs and, you know, price is going to dictate some of this, but I can run those various things down through whomever is actually there. It seems like it's otherwise a viable option. So please send me what you have. And
okay,
if Don gets back, I'll run through him, too. Thank you.
This is Teresa.
Okay, if there's a bus line nearby, that helps, and then you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, public transportation, I'm cognizant of, and you know, and there are a lot of – L.A. is so physically diffuse that there are any number of places where it would be appropriate to hold a meeting where people can either get there by public transportation and other means, you know, and they're not necessarily next to the station. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
I had another suggestion, you know, on the first day of the January meetings, we usually spend at least half a day on orientation for new people. And well, it's not just new people. It includes update on legal matters and other things people need to know about being on the national board. But especially if we can run into the evenings here, most evenings, and have for meetings, I'm still thinking another, not a meeting, but a workshop, something about on making our PNB function better. You know, like one of the symptoms is these long meetings where we don't get a lot done. Those are the symptoms, too. But would that be of interest to have a – and we can't decide that in a meeting. I think if we had a a facilitator and brainstorming session, workshop, I don't know what to call it. Maybe we could make some progress on that. Is that of interest, or is that possible, do you think?
Bill, this is Summer.
Yeah, Summer.
I've long thought part of the problem is people have no idea what they're doing on a board or what the function of a board is. And, you know, there are, you know, like the Center for Nonprofit Management, I mean, there are competent organizations that will gladly send somebody in to sort of do an orientation training for new board members, but they charge a few $100 to do that. I mean, it might be a worthwhile investment, but it's something we'd have to decide, yes, let's do this. And then, you know, I don't even think it would be, frankly, that difficult to facilitate because there are quite a few organizations that offer some of this stuff. But a lot of what we do is orientation doesn't necessarily help get people oriented, I think, in terms of what the larger issues are of serving on a board so that they kind of have that in their minds for the whole year as duties and obligations. But, it, you know, I mean, if it was like $500, it might be $500 really well spent if we saved some meeting time, you know.
It's a
pretty good idea.
Okay.
Teresa.
Nia Bill?
Yeah. Lydia and is that Nia?
Teresa.
Yes.
Oh, Teresa, okay. Okay, Lydia?
Yes, I think that such an orientation would make more sense when there's going to be a larger turnover, perhaps the next year. This year, I don't know that there's going to be that much of a turnover. I mean, I'm sure some of us may or may not be coming back, but it shouldn't be a lot. And so that's one thing. The other thing is part of what takes up a lot of time are these circular conversations. So I don't know how circular conversations can be of benefit. I mean, just meeting, unless you have a document. So if you wanted to, Bill, for example, put something out to the board and see what the response is so that by the time you get there, you don't start from scratch just asking a global question, how do we, you know, make our meetings more effective? And we just keep making the same complaints and yielding nothing. I made a couple of recommendations at the beginning of this meeting. Those would be mine that I would gladly see on a piece of paper. And then, so I think if you have something structured already before you get there, then it could be productive. Otherwise, I don't see the sense. And in terms of having an orientation before, what I benefited most when I was on the board before was having our FCC attorney and our regular attorney there briefing us on things. And this is not your standard board. So even if you serve on other boards as I do, this is a whole new experience, regardless of its most efficient incarnation. It's still a whole new experience.
Okay. Well, have you heard Teresa and Arlene on the stack, and was there somebody else?
It was Nia, Bill. Nia?
Oh, Nia, okay. Were you before Teresa?
It doesn't matter.
I thought
go
I
ahead.
Was, but it doesn't matter.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. That's fine.
Okay.
That was way
okay,
back,
Teresa?
But I can go up and it doesn't matter, although it relates to some of what Lydia said.
Right. Oh, Arlene, okay.
I'm
sorry, I think Nia did come up before. It was either you or Teresa. I wasn't sure if you were talking on top of each other, but go ahead, Nia, and then Arlene.
Okay. In terms of, I agree with what Lydia said, that I don't think there's going to be that much turnover of directors for this PNB, an orientation is good. I think, LeVar's not on the call, but maybe you know, Arlene. Will Ross Wisdom be at this meeting? He I guess he would have to be, right?
He's trying to be, yes.
Right. I really think it's important that, you know, the situation with the budget that we had, I think some people could use maybe, and this is not to insult anybody, please, I really mean that. But I think maybe if Russ could do like a quickie accounting 101 type thing, or if not accounting 101, just the parts of a budget that we should really pay attention to, and what parts should be in a budget and what parts should not be, because that took up to me a lot of time. Maybe it seemed like a lot because I am familiar with the correct way of doing it and what should be there. With I think most people are. But I think that really needs to be done because your budget tells a story as to how you're going to operate. And I think that we could do that a little better. So So if Ross is going to be there, that might be something that we could ask him, and the audience could ask him. Sorry? I'm sorry? I didn't hear that.
There's just an echo there for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think it would be good for him to just like an accounting 101 type, you know, just budget the income statements, the importance of getting them on time every month and what we should be looking for and stuff like that.
Tracy, Bill, for the stack.
Okay.
Summer, can you put me on the stack?
And Lydia again.
Okay.
Bill?
Arlene, Summer, Lydia.
No.
Yeah.
Teresa was after Arlene, then Tracy, and then I'm after
Tracy.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Right. Okay.
Thank you.
So Arlene and then Teresa.
Okay. A couple of things. Number one, I think Nia has a good point, and I think the request of Ross for a number of reasons should come from me. In other words, it should come from staff. Asking him to do that, and I think we also, though, need to put some careful time constraints on it, or we could end up spending the entire meeting on that. Number two is in regard to what Lydia was talking about. Andy Gold has requested from me that he be allowed to come. He doesn't want to attend all of our in-person meetings. He thinks that's a waste, but he would like to attend this one so that he could begin to put some faces with voices and have a little sense of what people are there. He's not available for Friday, but he'd like to come at least for the weekend. And, you know, when we talked to him about the job initially, we said it wasn't going to be necessary to attend. I personally think we should do that. He'd give an update on the legal situation currently, which would be good for both current and new members. And if we want him to do anything else, he could do that, too. I know he serves on some other nonprofit boards, so he could probably add some words of wisdom there, too.
Okay. Thank you. And then Teresa, I believe.
I have a question about what Arlene just said. So are you asking us if we're going to pay him to be there, or?
We'll be paying for, you know, both of these people if we bring them in, you know. I mean, it'll be both time and transportation and whatever nights they stay.
So the question is, are you asking us, or are you going to make that decision?
I'm asking. You know, this is for the board, so I'm not governance, I'm management, and so I don't think it's my decision to make. I think it's a good idea. I will go ahead and recommend it. I think both of them are good ideas.
I'll make the motion for both.
Okay, I think it's a good idea, too. So, Lydia, you're moving that we pay for the expenses for Andy Gold and Ross Wisdom to attend the January in-person meeting?
That's correct.
Okay.
And
with Arlene to work out the schedule for it. Because
when I get to speak, I'll pick something on it, Bill.
Right. I'd like a suggestion of what kind of time constraints you'd like, and then I'll work with both of them.
Okay. All right. Did you have something else, Teresa?
So the motion is that Ross Wisdom and Andy Gold be, is the term, invited?
Yes, and I don't think either of them need to be there for all 4 days. I think they can probably come in for 2 days each.
Be scheduled to attend some of the sessions. Is that the term? Is that what we're looking at?
Scheduled to attend a portion of the PNB meeting, and I'll make a suggestion when it's my turn to speak.
Okay.
Okay. And with the details to be worked out with our ED.
All right.
CBD. To be determined.
What was that?
To be determined. Yeah.
To be determined, IED. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Summer?
Actually, I think
Wait a minute. Are we going to
vote? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
Well, no. I was asking that question as the secretary. So are we going to vote on this or before?
Well, let's get this more discussion.
Okay, well, let me. Well, what I
there
had to
other people
on
the
was
stack.
About this motion. I,
well,
okay,
this,
well,
is,
I wanted
this
to,
is Lydia. May I motivate and clarify?
Yeah, why don't you do that, Lydia?
Okay, so my motivation is just to leave the motion as is, that's like a separate thing. And. I guess I could add that the officers work out the details with Arlene, because there's no way we, you know, if we say if we were to say 12 hours, which of course is out, we wouldn't, then Arlene might talk to them and they might say, well, we only have 2 hours available on our schedule that day because I have to go through the audit, whatever it is. So that's going to be, you know, it's useless for us to try to be that specific, but I think that that Summer, Bill, and Afia can work it out with Arlene. I mean, it doesn't have to be the whole committee. So my motion just stands simply that we authorize the ED in consultation with the three officers to determine the time constraints, but to invite both the auditor, Ross Wisdom, and our attorney, Andy Gold. That's the motion.
I know there's no second, but it's quite expeditious.
I'm confused. Okay. I thought I already clarified the motion was that Ross Wisdom and Andy Gold be scheduled to attend a portion of the PNB meeting, details to be determined by the ED. And then you're adding working with the PNB officers.
Well, just the scheduled portion, but so that we don't have to take another motion to determine the time constraint right now, the officers and Arlene can work out the specificities. There's no way we can start guessing how much time they have.
So that Ross Wisdom and Andy Gold be scheduled to attend a portion of the PNB meeting, comma, details to be determined by the ED working with the PNB officers.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
We all know what we need.
Now, did you have other questions or things you want to say, Teresa?
Well, I had some things that I wanted to – I want to say this. I know in the past that Lynn Magno has negotiated some superb arrangements with hotels. She is a phenomenal negotiator, and she might be able to save us thousands of dollars if we get her involved. So I think that, you know, we ought to ask Arlene whether they want her to do that. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is in Houston, we have in the past, our LSB has been a member of an arts organization that offered us free services in, like, mediation and other things. And we are also, we work with United Way, and through United Way, we've utilized the services of ESH, and they work with boards.
It's Executive Service Corps.
That, you know, they could probably give free of charge, if you have some sort of relationships with organizations like that, to give like an hour presentation on the duties of board members. I don't think it has to take up a lot of our time, but I don't think it would hurt to get a refresher on what board members do. It might start us off on the right foot.
Okay. Well, we can be looking at that. We can discuss some of the details for an orientation by email, I guess, too. And we're having another meeting in January for the coordinating committee, but we need to get at least some of this figured out.
Well, my thought is that unless somebody says, oh, I, you know, somebody in Los Angeles, unless they say, oh, that intrigues me or that sounds worthwhile, then it's not going to get done. So I'm asking Summer and I'm asking Lydia, does that sound of interest to you, and do you know of any organizations that you have a relationship that might offer those services free of charge?
This is Lydia.
Okay.
Lydia,
please.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do, but I think that our time is, if we're going to already have an attorney and the auditor helping us with some critical aspects of the organization, I think that there may be some online aspects that we can perhaps avail ourselves so we can look into it, but I don't know that we would have the time at this particular meeting.
Andy is going to give us a talk on the duties of...
This is Tracy. I was on the staff for some time.
Yeah,
just to note
that.
Yeah.
Okay, Summer and I will look into it, and we'll get back to you by email. Right, Summer?
Yes, I was going to say something when I get there. I'm next up after Tracy. But yes.